This is a CBC Radio 1 podcast.
Soccer is synonymous with one Newfoundland town, St. Lawrence. For more than 100 years, the small community on the Buron Peninsula has lived and breathed soccer. The St. Lawrence Laurentians have won the All-Newfoundland Championships 25 times. They've made 21 appearances in the Canadian Challenge Cup, winning 3 silver medals and a bronze. Reporter Emily Hobbs has this look at why St. Lawrence has spawned so many good players and what the future might hold.
The St. Lawrence Laurentians and Holy Cross battle it out on King George V soccer pitch in St. John's. It's a regular season game of the first division. Some of the best players in the province are in this league.
That's it, Adam.
Come on, Ryan. The St. Lawrence fans call to the players by their first names. They've watched them grow up playing soccer. 4 hours' drive away from this game down a rough highway is St. Lawrence. In this tiny town on Newfoundland's rocky Buron Peninsula, soccer is serious business. One of the first things you see as you come into town is a soccer field. Turn the corner and there's another one. Alongside the pitch is a monument to the game, a huge metal soccer ball. Children stroll along the gravel on the sides of the roads. Each is wearing the saturated marine blue, Laurentian blue. Their t-shirts and hoodies are badges of honor and pride. They all play soccer and they all root for their hometown teams.
Many people call St. Lawrence the soccer capital of Canada.
Wade Rousel is the mayor. Soccer is a big part of his town's history.
It's been over 100 years, early 1900s. I understand, the first structured, soccer recreation was between, workers at a whaling factory over in Little St. Lawrence and here in the community.
From the 1930s to the 1970s, St. Lawrence was a booming mining town. When their shifts ended, the miners played soccer in the meadows around the town. There, soccer skills were fine-tuned, and the community's soccer obsession began. Today in St. Lawrence, workers are trimming the grass on the Centennial Field and giving the benches a fresh coat of bright blue paint. They're getting ready for some upcoming games.
Tradition has a lot to do with it. It's on the go.
Ernie Lundergan began playing soccer when he was a child in the 80s. Today, he's in charge of the sports grounds in St. Lawrence. He says there's a simple explanation as to why people in his town do so well at soccer.
We had so many good soccer players, to teach the younger players coming up. It works that way, right? People grow up playing soccer, not so much now like they used to, in the meadows. And, you learn a lot of skill playing in close quarters like that. Every area of town had their own little group of players that will play in their own little fields or meadows or whatever. Right? I'm from Little St. Lawrence, so we had a team down the meadow, we used to call it. We always played down there from April right till the snow come, and sometimes we'd even play in the snow.
I played about 35 years.
Junior Edwards is vice president of the St. Lawrence Soccer Association. He says the game is just as popular today as it's always been.
Oh, the town is right behind every soccer player here in St. Lawrence. The boys now are like gods. When it comes to fundraising, if they got $10 in their sock, that $10 comes out and he gives it to the boys to go away every year. It's amazing because I think last year between the two teams, we had to raise something like $60,000 in 2 or 3 weeks. And it was done.
Well, to watch it.
Kayla Tarrant is one of those supporters.
Well, it's been like this for a long time, actually. It's just been the focal point of the town and people just coming in and getting really excited. And the team has been really interactive with the fans, so that's what draws people here.
The game may be drawing the fans, but what it really needs is a new crop of players.
From dribbling, passing, control of the
Paul
ball.
Paul Slaney has played his share of soccer at the university level when he was training to become a chiropractor. He now coaches minor soccer.
The numbers are going down in St. Lawrence, being a small rural town with no major year-round industry. We do have the fish plant, which works for several months of the year, but there's no real industry to keep people around for any long term. So most of the younger families are moving away to work, hence they're the ones having the kids.
And it's not just the younger players that are disappearing. Many of the men on the First Division team, the St. Lawrence Laurentians, live in St. John's, hours away. At King George V Field in St. John's, Blair Aylward surveys the grounds. He's captain of the Laurentians.
the future is hopefully to get work here. They'll have to move away, so that's why we're so happy to still have a strong squad like we got right now, because with this nucleus now, when they finish up that part of their post-secondary education, like you're saying, there's a good chance a lot of them will be leaving the province, and then it'll be another struggle to keep a team in St. Lawrence for years to come.
For the time being, though, things are good. The team has played 8 games so far this season and is undefeated. While the town may face a struggle to keep their sport alive, it's a game they'll not easily give up on. In St. John's, I'm Emily Hobbs.